Exercises 7 and 8. Beauty moves us, whether we find it in art or in nature. Of course, there are differences between the beauty we find in nature and the beauty we find in art. We see art's beauty as intentional, designed, representational, and expressive. We see it through the lens of an art world and against the background of an art history and criticism. Most of us do not see nature's beauty as an intentional product of a designer. So many of the features that go with this way of seeing are left behind. Still, it is not clear how deep these differences go. One could argue that there is little difference between artists and natural selection as engines of design, and that scientific disciplines such as geology and biology play the same role in appreciating natural beauty that art history and criticism do for appreciating the beauty of works of art. Moreover, a theist who sees nature as God's handiwork may see little difference between natural beauty and the beauty of artworks. They are both the intentional products of a designer. Similarly, someone who, for whatever reason, fails to experience an artwork as an artifact and has no background in the conventional practices of art appreciation may see little difference between artworks and natural objects. He may appreciate both for their beauty, but as far as he is concerned, both of them may be mute with respect to representational and expressive properties.